Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
So is hepatitis C the new silent epidemic? Hepatitis C does seem to be taking our country by surprise right now. Over 3 million people are infected with the virus. It is a viral infection, and the numbers are expected to rise. Interestingly, the baby boomers are at particular risk. Now, the problem with this virus is that almost half of the adults who are infected with it are completely unaware of it. In the early stages, hepatitis C may not produce any symptoms, but if left untreated, the disease may progress to liver failure or even death, making early detection extremely important. Now, luckily, blood testing can help detect those who are infected and can potentially save lives. Early detection can definitely change the course of the disease. That was an introductory paragraph I just wrote, read from a good friend of mine who writes for the Life Extension blog. Her name is Maylin Rodriguez. She's a nurse for the foundation, good friend of mine, and she just wrote a great piece on this weird increase in hepatitis C viral diagnoses in this country. So let's talk a little bit about that, who's at risk and what we can do about it. Now, first of all, hepatitis C is spread through blood, so that's something to keep in mind. It is a virus. It primarily affects the liver. It can lead to cirrhosis. That's where you know the liver becomes real scarred down because of multiple bouts of inflammation. That's exactly how the virus works, by the way. It gets into the liver cells. It can be dormant for a while, and then it kind of activates. It begins to produce new viruses that causes liver inflammation. Your liver enzymes like AST, ALT will go up during that time. But then it usually kind of comes down and subsides, only to reactivate a little bit later. Well, that constant cycling of inflammation on, inflammation on, off, you get the picture, can cause scarring, in between the liver cells that then kind of shrinks the liver, scars it down, and then you start to lose liver function. Once you start developing those scars in the liver called cirrhosis, now that's going to increase your risk for liver failure, cancer, and other complications. It's the leading cause of liver transplants in adults. And as I said, it is spread through the blood. The most common way to transmit the virus through the blood is by sharing contaminated needles. So, if you haven't done that, which is a good thing, right? We don't want to be sharing contaminated needles. And it's not always the people doing drugs, right? Some, I've come across diabetics who we discovered were sharing needles when they were giving themselves insulin shots. Don't do that. Other possible risks, let's see here. I got a whole list here from Maylin. Again, this is from the Life Extension blog. Other possible risk factors include body piercing. Makes sense, right? Tattooing, makes sense. This one, interesting, and this is well supported in the literature, sharing toothbrushes. Seems the virus can live in saliva. Razor blades, obviously, nail clippers. It does say here that sexual transmission is possible, though it's not common, in a blood transfusion prior to 1992, which was prior to screening for the virus, increases the risk as well. By the way, all of those risk factors you can find in a journal called Transfusion, which published in April 2007, this nice list of risk factors where you can learn a little bit more about the sharing of toothbrushes if you're interested. The course of the disease, Maylin writes, varies between people. Between 15 to 25% will clear the virus from the body and not develop any sort of liver disease. The rest will develop chronic hepatitis C, with approximately 5 to 20% of those developing cirrhosis. Let me just kind of put that in my own words. Most people that get infected with hepatitis C really have no problems with it, probably a third. Now, these numbers that I'm giving you are not perfect numbers, so don't rely on these too much, but about a third of the people in general are going to do okay. About a third will go through this on and off type course, but the ultimate result is pretty minimal effect on the liver, and then about a third of the people will just really have some real awful time with it, develop things like cirrhosis, even liver cancer and liver failure. So you can think of it in thirds like that when it comes to the infection. Now, here's the thing. Everyone born between 1945 and 1965 should get tested. So let me just say that again. Everyone born between 1945 and 1965 should get tested for hepatitis C. More than 75% of the hepatitis C infected adults are in their 50s and 60s. More than 75%. The reason this group is most affected at this point is unknown. It's believed that most were infected in the 1970s and 1980s when transmission rates were the highest. And again, the CDC is not quite sure why that's the case. The CDC does urge everyone born between 1945 and 1965 to get a hepatitis blood test. I have another piece of paper here that talks a little bit about the different types of blood testing. The main thing you want to talk about if you fall within that 1945, 1965 group, you want to ask your doctor for the hepatitis C virus, the HCV antibody test. That's how we at least begin the diagnosis of hepatitis C. It begins with this antibody test. Antibodies to hepatitis C virus can be detected in the blood usually within 2 or 3 months after the virus enters the body. And if a person is positive with these antibodies, he or she has been exposed to the virus in the past. So you get exposed. Usually it takes 2 or 3 months to develop the antibodies. Once you have those antibodies, we can find them in your blood many, 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 many years later. Now, remember, again, about 15 to 25% of people who are initially infected with the virus clear it. If you get the test and you have no antibodies, that means you didn't get it. But if you have some antibodies, it doesn't mean active infection. Again, 15 to 20% actually clear the virus, but we're still going to find those antibodies. Okay, so you get tested if you're in that group, right? What was that again? 1945, 1965. You get tested for the antibodies. If you have positive antibodies, it means you were exposed, but it does not mean you have active infection. It just means you were exposed. Maybe you're one of those 15 to 25% who actually clear the virus. You don't have any sign of the actual virus. We're just measuring these antibodies. That's all. So just because you're positive, you don't have to freak out. That just means you were exposed. If you have a positive antibody test, what your doctor should do next is what is known as the viral load testing. This is when we're going to actually look at essentially the number of viruses in your blood. If they can't detect any, right? So you have the antibodies. They cannot detect any virus. There's no viral load. It's undetectable. You're probably one of those people that cleared it. 15 to 25% cleared automatically. So you could fall within that group. If, however, they do find some viruses and they're able to get a positive viral load test, that means you do have viruses. It has not been cleared. And then we have to talk about protecting your liver. We have to talk about protecting your immune system. And then, of course, we have to talk about the current actual treatments against the virus. So that's how it works for testing. So again, between 1945 and 1965, you should get tested. If you get positive with the antibodies, it doesn't mean you have active infection. You need to go to the next stage, which is looking for the virus itself, called viral load testing. If that becomes negative, you probably cleared it and you're okay. If it's positive, then we need to talk about treatment, which I'm going to mention coming up in the next segment. Earlier treatment equals better outcomes for hepatitis C. So if you fall within that 1945 to 1965 group, if you were born in that range, get tested immediately, because the faster we know that we have an issue and the quicker we start to treat it, the better off you're going to be. Coming up next, I'm going to talk about a couple new drugs that have really been game changers in treating hepatitis C. For Healthy Talk, I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.